This goes to Jessica McGillis. It's M like Mary C, capital G-I-L-L-I-S, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-668-0423. Regarding Linda, last name is Tasker, T-A-S-K-E-R, date of birth 6/14/1945. Dear Jessica, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Tasker with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and gross proteinuria. Her last visit was August 18th of 2025. Her weight is stable. She has not been able to lose weight, but it isn't going up either. She is trying to limit caloric intake and really does not have a good appetite. She eats very little, according to her family. Her biggest complaint is that she has a very bad itchy rash on both arms and now on her face and on her right ear especially, and on the back of her neck also. It was on her legs, but it's improved. None on the trunk currently. She probably should have a dermatology referral for further evaluation. It's very itchy, and she's scratching unconsciously while she's in the office. Her family's trying to remind her not to itch because she's making scabs all over her skin from itching so much. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and she's not started any new medications, no antibiotics or anything else. No chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion due to the obesity, but it's not worse. It is stable and there's none at rest. She does have to sleep in a recliner due to the dyspnea when she lays flat. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities, and this is stable. And clear urine without cloudiness or blood and occasional incontinence. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril 40 milligram daily. Amlodipine is 5 milligram daily. Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Gabapentin is 800 milligram 3 times a day. Of course, contributing to the edema. She's on Pepcid, Synthroid, vitamin D3, Tramadol. She takes one in the morning of 50 milligram and one and a half in the evening. Metoprolol is 25 milligrams. She takes a half daily. Physical exam, weight is 317 pounds. Blood pressure, left forearm, large adult cuff was 120 over 62. Pulse is 64 and regular. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. No jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, very distant sounds, difficult to hear. Abdomen is obese and non-tender. She does have 3 to 4+ edema of feet and ankles and lower extremities. The rash is mostly worse on the right arm, and it's also on her right ear, her right side of her face, on her neck. The left side also has the rash, but it seems to be getting better, she believes, on that side. None is noted on the lower extremities, none on the abdomen currently. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 3rd, 2026. Creatinine is stable, 1.19. Her albumin is 3.8, calcium is 8.8, sodium 138, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus is 3.2, estimated GFR 46, magnesium is 1.8. Iron is 74. Iron saturation is 31.2. She does have HDL cholesterol low at 37, total cholesterol normal at 144, triglycerides high at 174. Vitamin D25OH is 41.7. TSH, free T4 are within the normal ranges. Hemoglobin, 11.8, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We have asked the patient to keep checking labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, stable and anticoagulated on Eliquis. 4, gross proteinuria on maximum dose of lisinopril. And 5, very itchy rash on arms and face, neck, of unknown etiology. She is using Benadryl at bedtime, and that's helping a little. But I would recommend a dermatology referral just for further evaluation, and possibly they can biopsy one of the lesions to see what exactly is the cause of the rash. Therefore, it could be treated and eliminated. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.